Welcome to a brand new episode of the Call It Podcast, recording Thursday, March 12th, about 4:30 on the East Coast. I'm Alex Barth, joined as always by Alex Leibowitz. We are brought to you by CLNS Media. Leibowitz, we got a lot to get into today. The Red Sox, they got to figure out who their fourth outfielder is going to be. We got to talk sleeper free agent. Patriots, what are the Celtics going to do about their bench? Should Yaroslav Halak get more? No, we're talking coronavirus. The whole show. I mean, and not that necessarily there's other things that people don't care. Just what's there's one conversation going on in the world right now. That's it. No matter what field you're in, no matter what walk of life you're in, no matter what, this is gripping the entire world. You're 24, 25. I turn 26 next week, unless they decide to cancel birthdays too, which I wouldn't hate. I get to stay on my parents' insurance for another year. But, you know, I don't remember the entire world talking about something like this. This is has literally taken every corner of society by storm.
Yeah, this is the most surreal event of our lifetime, probably since 9/11. You know, the results of this virus, what has happened since it became big internationally outside of China, it's been huge. We've never seen, you know, leagues cancel tournaments. You've never seen the NCAA cancel March Madness. We've never seen the MLB delay the opening of the season. We've never seen the NBA and NHL suspend their play. This is crazy. This is unbelievable, and it's kind of apocalyptic feeling. So, it's directly related to sport. As someone who's in sports talk radio, it's bizarre because now, you know, what do you talk about outside of this? How do we move forward when there's nothing to watch, when there's nobody playing any sports? But the bigger picture, obviously, is that it's a pandemic and that it's affecting all walks of life. It's affecting everybody, regardless of what field you're in, regardless of what your interests are. There's something near and dear to you that's being canceled right now, that's infringed due to this virus.
Well, you mentioned the apocalyptic thing. Did you see the video on Twitter of all the monkeys in Thailand fighting over the food that was just left in the streets?
I did. It's wild.
It literally feels. I've listened to End of the World by REM at least 20 times since the NBA announcement last night. That's all I can. It's like it's stuck in my head. How could it not be? Right.
And this, it should be. I mean, it seems like it is. And
no, go ahead.
The reality is, I don't think it's quite as bad as what it's being portrayed, and the measures taking are to essentially just prevent this from getting to that level where too many people die and get ill.
If you treat it like it's that bad, you prevent it from actually getting that bad.
Exactly. It's preventative. It's a preventative measure.
But, at this point, it's happened. It's happened, and that's the story. And you go through the list. March Madness is the big one. For once, no call and a curse. We were supposed to record at 3:00. We would have had the call and a curse. I decided to go to the store, you know, to grab some hand soap and toilet paper. So that actually worked out. There was none left. But March Madness is the big one. NBA's on hold, and what that could look like. Could there be playoff games in August? Same for the NHL. You know, we could be playing hockey throughout the summer. A lot of colleges are canceling their spring sports, or for sure not having attendance at those spring sports. The Women's Hockey League Championship has been straight up canceled. That was supposed to happen in Boston, I believe, this upcoming weekend. The only things left going, Leb, which as of right now, with no alterations, one of the four XFL games is scheduled to go on without fans. The other three, just business as usual. And WrestleMania is in 2 weeks in Tampa. And they already put a ban on events with large crowds, but they said they'll give the WWE a waiver on that if they want. So you have the XFL and you have WrestleMania. We're letting Vince McMahon decide this. Those are the only two things left. It's Vince McMahon's operation. And look, the XFL maybe is worth the risk. You're a startup league. You literally have it all to yourself. The ratings will be through the roof if they play. It's irresponsible, but it's a hell of a risk to take. The upside is enormous for them if they get four good games. Going.
Yeah, I know it's a morbid thing we're going through, but this is something that can either make or break them. They're either the only thing available, or it's a startup league that ends up folding due to a pandemic that came at the worst time possible.
Right, they can't afford it.
They can't afford it at all. And I think Vince McMahon's looking at this as an opportunity to, you know, stick around and be the saving grace for sports fans, especially when the Masters is likely to be canceled. And again, baseball season is going to be delayed. So it's great. And you didn't even mention the NFL draft, which is in Las Vegas. That's in about a month. I can't see that happening in front of a large group of people. They'll probably go old school and do it in a private venue.
So real quick, that's the thing about it hitting right now is that this is, and I've talked about this on the show, around this time, every year, I go on this rant about how this is the best time of year because, as you know, you're coming off of 2 months where it's basketball and hockey that really doesn't matter. The playoffs are decided. Super Bowl's been over. And all of a sudden you have, within a span of a couple weeks, you have Selection Sunday, the March Madness tournament, opening day, the NFL draft, NFL free agency, and then the basketball and hockey playoffs begin. And the Masters is in there too. It's this month, month and a half stretch that's just absolutely fantastic. And this is hitting at the exact time to wipe that all out. PGA is still going. They're going without fans, but they're still going. So is NASCAR. So we might get the Masters, but it won't be the same without fans. You know, and the rest of that, the NFL draft, we don't know. Like you said, it will happen. If it happens over the phone, it will happen, though. But that whole tremendous stretch, I would argue the best sports span of the year. And you know I'm a football guy. There's no football going on at that time outside of the draft.
Yeah.
Agency. That's the best stretch of the year. And it has been completely – the marathon, too. The Boston Marathon got canceled. 123 years. It's never been moved. Never been delayed. It's never been pushed back an hour. Weather, wars, whatever. It's always been run. Now it's being pushed back to the fall because of this. So this tremendous time of year, these events that are staples of our culture, locally you talk about the marathon, nationally you talk about things like, you know, opening day, are not going to happen.
Internationally, in internet capacity. And internationally, the Olympics, which is this summer.
Yeah,
which
there's no way that's it. That's
zero right. Shot.
They haven't bagged that yet, right?
I think they originally said they're going to wait till May. And okay. Here's the reality with this
whole thing. As of March 12th at 4:45, they haven't bagged it yet.
No, they have not as of right now. And I think it would be premature for them to do it. The reality is right now is the phase in which everyone's being tested. You have the incubation period in which, you know, the people with symptoms had started to come out right now because this is when this thing's really popping up in the United States. So you're going to start to see more stories come out within the next week or two. And I'd say in about 2 weeks, we're going to have a much clearer picture as to what the future is for all sports, from the Olympics to the NBA and the NHL and the MLB, of course, and even the NFL for that matter. So this is the craziest part about this is all unfolded in like a 4-day stretch. Rudy Gobert was being tested for the coronavirus a few days ago. He never thought he had it. We all saw what he did at the press conference, touching everything. There are reports that he was touching his teammates' belongings and messing around with people because he didn't think
he had it. He should have to pay for the tests.
Yeah, well, yes. Or they should be free because this is a pandemic and we should probably have this at you know, the public's disposal. But the point is, The craziest part about this is it's only been, you know, like 72 hours or so of this kind of unfolding very, very rapidly. What's this going to look like in a week? We've had in a day every single league either postpone their start, suspend the season, or cancel their events. What's going to happen between now and next week or the next 2 weeks? And what will these numbers look like for those who are infected and the fatality rate? Because that's when, again, we're going to have a clearer picture as to how serious this really is and when we can get back to our normal lives.
I mean, I'm just kind of scrolling through Twitter here as we're talking. I'm looking at the late and everybody's still sort of reacting to March Madness. How many bad jokes are we going to get? March Madness 2021. Oh, it's the first time I've gotten a pick wrong in 2 years. Like, I'm already rolling my eyes at those jokes.
it's going to happen.
I'm shocked they canceled it. They didn't delay it. I thought we were going to get May Madness. I did. They canceled it. They're men's and women's. They're just like, no.
And what is?
I don't see how you can play spring sports now. I don't.
Well, spring sports, I think, for multiple leagues have been canceled.
I don't think any of the Power Five have. I know the Patriot League did. Patriot League canceled. Mountain West postponed.
Ivy League,
they canceled, right? They didn't postpone.
Yes, they canceled.
I don't think any of the Power Five have yet. Did you see the Big East basketball tournament today? Everybody's canceling all of their games, and the Big East is just like, nope, St. John's, Rutgers, get out, or whoever it was, get out there, go play.
Yeah.
Play half a game and then cancel. Like, this whole thing is – this is so – it's not real. It's not real. If you told somebody 2 weeks ago what was going to happen, they would not believe you.
It's wild. This is something that they'll make documentaries about. This is something they'll make movies about. This is something we're going to talk about for the rest of our lives. It's that big of an event. It's that big of a story. And it's not even close to over. I watched, you know, Joe Rogan. Shout out Joe Rogan Experience. He had an expert on from, I think it was the University of Minnesota, who specializes in these sort of diseases, these widespread viruses and health epidemics. And he essentially said this is going to be at least another six-month process. And it wasn't a complete doomsday scenario vibe on there, but it's a very significant situation. It's a very serious situation, and we're far from over. This could affect, you know, we talked about the Summer Olympics. This could affect the start of the NFL season. And that will obviously get underway, in my opinion, but it's huge. And the amount of money that's lost, the economic damage through this pandemic outside of sports, it cannot be overstated. It's just crazy. It's surreal. I've never experienced anything like this. Again, I think the last thing you can go to that's as surreal, that created such a stir, was 9/11. And we all know how big of a tragedy that was. This is different, obviously, because it's a virus and you know, it's probably not quite as severe from, I guess, an instability standpoint. But it's crazy because everything has stopped.
Yeah, what are you going to watch tonight? What are you going to – I have the Patriots Super Bowl DVDs.
Well, I'll probably
roll through. So I'm at my parents because they live out in a pretty isolated part of the state. So I figured I'd get away for a little bit, you know, because I had to pick my mom up at the airport yesterday. How about this? You want to talk about not being afraid of coronavirus? Yesterday, Wednesday, I was at both the RMV and the airport.
Cesspools.
Where's my medal? Where's my coronavirus medal? I went to the RMV and the airport, two places people don't like to go normally. By the way, I could do a whole rant on the RMV. We should save that for the time. Did you know a voter registration document is not an official government document, according to the fat loser who works the desk at the RMV? God, maybe go back around and go print out more documents. I hate the RMV.
Yeah, the RMV is brutal. That's not what we're doing.
Where was I? Yeah, so what are you gonna watch? Like, what are you gonna watch tonight?
Well, I watch a lot of stuff outside of sports. I'm a well-rounded person, Alex.
I got some Netflix shows I want to finish, but the other thing is, like, so part of here's more why I'm asking that question. Obviously, there's other things you can watch besides sports, but like last night, right? I'm watching as the Jazz Thunder game was canceled. I'm watching, what was it, the Mavericks and who were playing? I forget who they were playing on ESPN last night, and that game was going on. But as you were watching it, the game wasn't interesting, but they kept reporting the information. All this was going on. They've canceled the game in Oklahoma City. Rudy Gobert has tested positive. The league is discussing. The league has suspended play, right? So you throw on I'm on BoJack. I got to finish up BoJack Horseman. You throw on BoJack, right? And you're disconnected. So I don't want to miss anything. Every 5 minutes, it's another Woj bomb, another Shams bomb, a different sport, hockey bomb, whatever it is. I don't want to unplug for a second. I want to watch something live because I don't want to miss it. Because you said it. We're living through history.
It seems like there's something new pouring in every minute, every hour. There's a big, big bombshell. And that's happened countless times.
Broadway closed, by the way.
Broadway's closed. Yeah, I saw that.
I just saw that for the first time.
Yeah, it's everything. It's everything, man. It's like any big event or any big production that's well known, that's, you know, especially those that are international draws, they're all shutting down because this thing is contagious. The Houston Rodeo shut down, and that's the biggest thing to happen in Houston every single year. It's a massive moneymaker, and they're like, we can't risk it. And I was there last week. I was there on Friday, and I'm feeling all right. It's been 4 days, so I'm good, I think. But it is absolutely crazy, and again, it's not over. We've seen Donovan Mitchell, who has come down with the coronavirus, stemming probably from Rudy Gobert. I doubt that those are the only two guys in the NBA to have this virus, seeing as the team plane that the Jazz were using has been used by other teams since they were on their previous road trip. You had Rudy Gobert, who was at the Emerson College Gymnasium shooting right before his game with the Celtics. So that place is potentially contaminated. The Celtics players have had to self-quarantine.
On a pre-recorded podcast?
Let's hear it.
Disneyland has closed starting Friday through the end of March.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of school vacations, because we're from Massachusetts, where we have that week in April off. Most states, it's March. So that's a huge time of year for them.
I mean, they're losing millions. The amount of money lost, I couldn't even begin to guess. It is crazy. It is wild. And, you know, my real thought is I hope that we get through this relatively unscathed as a country, because this is a sort of thing that can really, really negatively affect things.
Not to get too political, this is what I was wondering. I'm kind of joking when I say I have no understanding of how the economy works. Somebody told me the Dow was down 10% today. I don't know
what that means. It's down a lot. The stock market.
I don't know what it means. Here's my question. If everybody across the board loses a ton of money, isn't that like nobody lost any money? Isn't it like sort of all relative?
I don't think so. No, it's not, because
like, we should just put a pause on everything for 2 weeks. Just shut it all down. Shut it all down.
Alex,
if that means I have to pass on my birthday and be 25 for another year and I get another year of health insurance, I'll take that hit. I will take that hit and skip my, because here's what I was worried about 2 days ago. So my birthday is the 20th, right?
Mm-hmm.
My birthday likely could consist of all the bars in Boston being closed and Tom Brady leaving the Patriots.
Oh, geez.
Just kill me at that point.
That's the worst birthday ever.
Just put it all on pause. Put it all on pause.
Well, listen, I'm not going. I'm not going out this weekend. There's no chance I'm going out.
Oh, absolutely not.
There's zero chance. I'm staying in and doing nothing this weekend. I'm doing nothing. I'll go to work. I'll come back, and I will stay at my apartment. That's about it. Maybe I'll go out to eat once in a while to try to support the local economy, which is an important thing to do. We should still try to spend money.
Order in. Happy medium. Order in.
Okay, that's a good compromise. But you don't know where the delivery driver's been. So
you don't know where the waiter's been. I'm going to be Frank Reynolds. I'm going to bathe in hand sanitizer. Remember that? What episode?
Oh, yeah.
Just want to be pure.
Of course. Right?
That's going to be – my parents are throwing hand sanitizer at me.
they're basting you in it like it's holy water.
Actually, though, I think that's what we're having for dinner tonight.
Really? You're going to get drunk on some hand sanitizer.
Or a bar of soap marinated in the hand sanitizer.
200 proof.
I'll put it on the grill. I did go to the liquor store. That was fun. I feel – in some ways, I feel like I'm stocking up for a blizzard.
It does have that feel, doesn't it?
I worked from home today. I felt like it was a snow day.
By the way, why is toilet paper like the first thing to go?
In Italy right now, right? Like, you're not allowed to leave your house for 2 weeks. You want to be stuck in your house with no toilet paper?
No.
There you go.
But I don't want to be stuck in my house without any water or food or other things too.
Faucets still work. You're not getting toilet paper out of the faucet.
That's true. That's a fair point.
I do think it's a little extreme. I do, but I also think like all of this, it's a snowball. It's building up. So you see people buying toilet paper, and then everybody else is like, well, if they're doing it, I got to do it, or there'll be none left. So I mean, I think some people did it to be precautionary, and then it just spiraled out of control. I think that a lot of when you look for reason in a lot of this, I think it's a small group of people took very extreme steps and everybody else saw it and just sort of blindly followed. I think people, if you ask people why they're buying toilet paper, I bet a good population of them would say, I don't know, I just saw everybody else doing this.
You're probably right on that. No, you're right 100%. Like that's it's monkey see, monkey do. It's like, this is what you're supposed to do when we're in trouble. It's like, why? Because I don't want to poop and not have any TP. I guess I don't know. But you can always wash. You can get a bidet. There's other mechanisms.
You can't just go get a bidet.
You can get one. Amazon. They do Amazon Prime. Still works.
Well, I'll tell you that Amazon must be loving this.
Lysol, Amazon, Purell, Bounty. They're raking.
Oh yeah. No, they're gonna be doing just fine. Which turn they should get the rest of us going.
Another winner, by the way, going back to sports. The Brooklyn Nets, they fire Kenny Atkinson, and then it's buried by the fact that we have a pandemic on our hands.
So are you saying it's Kyrie's fault?
Kyrie is the reason that we have this horrible virus.
I mean, that's pretty par for the course, right? Boston media blaming Kyrie for coronavirus.
I wish I could. I can't do that.
That's what's interesting, though. So to get to the sports conversation of it a little bit, and we'll wrap it up after this. But what's going to be really interesting down the road, and it will be the ones buying toilet paper first. Nobody's talking about this right now. It's going to be a huge conversation when the time comes. So we'll get to it first here. Let's say the NBA playoffs resume in July. Let's say they're just like, all right, those are the standings where they are right now. We're going to start playing playoff games after 4th of July. Kevin Durant was not going to be able to play this year, no matter what. Right? He had that Achilles injury. He was out. He, in theory, could be ready to go in July. If not August, if the Nets win around, how does that work?
Do
the Nets get him? And then on top of that, the other thing I'm wondering, and this is a little bit easier to fix, technically, once you draft a player, they're under your employ. Would they have the draft in the middle of the playoffs or before the playoffs? And would teams get that player? Because that's when you would normally have rookie camps. So the injury one is the big one to me. That one too, but you know, there's a lot of logistical things here. Once you resume, about how's this going to work? Is there going to be a training camp period? You can't just pick up cold, right? That's going to be fascinating to see how this all happens.
I would say the KD question is a really good one, and I can't imagine if he's healthy, he's not playing. Like, why wouldn't the NBA allow that? They want him to play. It would make it interesting, especially since the Nets are in a position to make the playoffs.
Cheap though. That would be so cheap.
It would.
It does make Kyrie's season-ending surgery that he didn't need kind of hilarious.
It does, and that would be the one saving grace. But it would be interesting. And guess what? It's not like they plan for this to happen. You just got to deal with the cards that you've been dealt. You have to allow him to come back. It's just a suspended season. The draft, though, I think you could still have the draft. You know, when you have it, maybe you would delay that a little bit. But that player should not. Those players will not be eligible till next season. They're going to have to stick to that. But again, this could change the complexion of the entire year.
This year, next year, because you're probably going to have. You're looking at if they're playing until August, you need some off season. Next year is going to start late.
Well, maybe that's when they implement the December starting time. Maybe this is an excuse.
They were talking about that this morning. That is this. This coronavirus could shake up, you know, for decades, the sports landscape as we know it.
Yeah. And I think, a silver lining here is it will create protocol if this thing, you know, God forbid, happens again. And we will be prepared. Because the overwhelming takeaway from this pandemic is that we're not ready for it. We're not ready for it whatsoever. Now that we've experienced it a little bit, We kind of know what we're dealing with for the most part, and we know, okay, these are the steps we need to take. We're not going to wait any length of time. It's just we go and do it because we've known about this virus for a while now. It was in
China. Well, okay, hang on. Sorry, here you go, more. So the NCAA has canceled everything for the rest of the year.
All sports.
NCAA cancels remaining winter and spring championships.
Wow.
And so that I don't know if that just means the tournaments, but if they're not having the tournament, why would you play the regular season?
I've also seen that the within the past few minutes, locally, MIAA has canceled all state tournaments for basketball.
Yeah, they were really slow to that.
Yeah, yeah, very. Yeah, this is crazy, man. This is crazy. It's I just don't know. Tom Hanks has it too. That's the saddest part, in my opinion.
That was wild last night when that kid. That was one of the first ones to come. That was when it got real.
Yeah.
That was within minutes of the NBA canceling.
They got our best. Tom Hanks is the best we got. He's the best we got, and he contracted this thing. So it's very sad. And you just hope that, again, in 2 weeks, we're a little bit more optimistic about this. I wish I could fast forward like a year and just put this all behind us, because it's a stressful situation to go through. This is a legitimate, terrifying thing. Even if it's not as bad as it's being portrayed, the reaction to it is so unsettling and it's so crazy. And again, apocalyptic, end of the world like. So you hope that it's dealt with appropriately. You hope that our country and other countries throughout the world don't see too much of an economic toll from this sort of thing, and that we get through it, and we can return to normal. And it really shines a light on how valuable sports is in regard to just being a distraction. We live in such a crazy, crazy world. I think we always have, but there's a light shined on it more so now than there has been in the past. Or maybe I'm just more cognizant of it. Sports has always been an escape. I think that's why I've been drawn to it personally. When you have something that shuts the sports world down, it really shows you the significance of what you're going through. And you know, this should not be taken lightly whatsoever.
Now, and I want to remind people of this as we close it out here, because I think a lot of people, you know, this is getting lost. This is not life now. It might be for the next month. But there will be sports again. You will be able to go outside again. Disney World will open again, right? Like, this isn't – that's you know, we were comparing it to 9/11, which, of course, is a very imperfect comparison. But that was permanent, right? This is – people get sick. Some people may lose their lives. But ultimately, this is – for the majority of people, this is not permanent. And we will get back. But the quickest way to get back is to shut it all down now. So I just want to remind you, like, there is a light at the end of the tunnel with this. It's probably a ways away, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel with this, and I just think some people need to hear that right now.
100%. We're gonna get through this. It just sucks that we're in it, and I think if anything, we'll have a better understanding of how to handle these sort of situations in the future, given this experience, and hopefully, you know, that the fatality rate goes down. Hopefully, the treatment comes out, and no one that we really care about or love is affected. Obviously, that's somewhat inevitable. People are going to probably pass away. People are going to get sick. But this is, you know, this is nature. This is what happens. This is life. And you just hope that it passes sooner rather than later.
I will say, I mean, we'll have another show next week. I guess we'll do another show next week. I don't know. You know, NFL free agency will still happen.
Well, we have NFL free agency, number one. And number two, we're going to have more information then. So we can absolutely do a show next week for this.
We'll have a show next week. So tune into that at Calling the Podcast on Twitter, clnsmedia.com under the podcast tab. You can find us there. So that's it. Everybody stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, hand sanitizer, and enjoy your 2-week long snow day. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.